Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker. And it's time for Ask Ross. This is where we take your questions for Ross, and then the best question wins the KSN polo shirt. If you want to submit a question for Ross, it's really easy. Just download our app, Keystone Sports, and you'll see the Ask Ross button there. Or you could also email us at info@ksnsports.net. Ross, are you ready for the questions?
Always. One of my favorite things I do each week.
All right, let's start with Brian in Austin, Texas, who says, as someone who's played high school, college, and pro football, what's your favorite post-game meal? And also, do you have a celebratory meal after a big win or a comfort meal after a hard loss?
Well, I always love talking food, so you came to the right place. If you check me out on social media, and hopefully you guys all do, at Ross Tucker NFL, whether it's Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or whatever, please follow me. I love, by the way, when you guys tell me, love you on the Keystone Sports Network, love you on KSN. I love hearing that. So please reach out on social media. Because, by the way, I referenced that, Jim, because starting Thursday, I've got Eagles preseason game number one, which means press box food spread number one. And so I can't wait to actually be able to go ahead and show you guys. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with this Delta variant and COVID being around again. I was ready for the whole spread, the whole thing out there again. I don't know if that's going to happen again, but we shall see. But whatever I'm eating, I will be posting. You know, it didn't really vary between win or loss. I'll tell you what, I don't remember, Jim, the food that I ate, like specific food that I ate after games. I'll tell you what stands out to me though when he says that. I'll tell you two things that stands out to me. Number one, in college, okay? After a home game in college, we'd walk up the hill, you know, to where our parents were tailgating after the game. And we'd walk up the hill. My mom, Jim, would come running to me, Rossi, Rossi! And she would have a beer in one hand and a bologna and cheese sandwich in the other hand. And my college teammates lived for it. They were so excited for my mom to say, Rossi, Rossi. By the way, in hindsight, Mom, bologna? Seriously? I could have been a Hall of Famer. I probably could have been a 10-time Pro Bowler if growing up my mom gave me turkey or at least ham and not like processed bologna. It's probably the difference, Jim. I mean, just give me some turkey, Mom, or some like grilled chicken. Gosh. I had no idea. So that was high school. I mean, that was college. And then NFL, all I remember is after the games, having no interest in getting stuck in traffic. And just having a bunch of beer, well, not a bunch of beers, having a couple beers before I would drive home. So some Labatt Blues in Buffalo in between the RVs. And the food would vary from week to week. That was, I remember that more for the beer. The college, I remember the bologna and cheese sandwich.
Poor Mrs. Tucker, you're dissing her because of the bologna. How do you know it wasn't the bologna that spurred you on to an NFL career, Ross?
You know what? That's the other way to look at it, Jim. My dad's 5'9", 170, so maybe bologna is the key. Bologna early and often.
It seemed to work for you. You have no complaints, my friend. All right, let's move to Brad from Perkasie, who says, with the Big Ten being the conference with the greatest TV revenue, are you surprised Oklahoma and Texas didn't consider the Big Ten? Also, do you think the Big Ten regrets choosing Rutgers in the past?
How do we know Texas and Oklahoma didn't consider the Big Ten?
We don't.
Before they went all in on the SEC, they probably did. However, this is just my opinion, Jim. I think that this is heavily driven. I don't think it's a coincidence that after ESPN gets the rights to the SEC that this happens. I don't really believe in coincidences. And by the way, I'm not mad at them. Maybe it's a genius move by ESPN. They get the SEC package after CBS, you know, I don't know how many more years CBS has it. And then ESPN has the whole SEC package. They get good ratings for those games. They say, hey, let's go get the two teams in the Big 12 that matter and that move the needle ratings-wise, Texas and Oklahoma. And then our SEC package that we just paid for is even more valuable because, you know, Fox has the Big Ten game of the week. So, you know, ESPN's not going to tell Oklahoma and Texas to go to Big Ten. They're going to tell them to go to the SEC. And they can, you know, basically guarantee a certain amount of money. I must say, Jim, I strongly dislike the whole thing. Like, to be having, like, the girls' golf team, let's just say, flying all the way across the country just for the football money, these are supposed to be amateur athletics, right? Like, maybe I'm just a traditionalist, but I miss the old days, the old rivalries. Like, even Penn State, I'd love to see them play, you know, Pitt and Maryland and Syracuse and Boston College. I liked sort of the Northeast teams they used to play. So, I don't know. I guess I'm just a 42-year-old dinosaur.
Well, as a 60-year-old dinosaur, Ross, I have the same issues. And my problem is not with Texas and Oklahoma or even the Southeast Conference or ESPN. They're all doing what's best for themselves. And to think ESPN wasn't involved is just being naive. The problem is there's nobody looking out for the whole college football and college sports landscape. Where's the NCAA in all of this? If this may be good for the teams and the conference involved, I'm just not sure it's good for college football. All right, let's move on. Jerry from Arlington, Texas says, Ross, if you were building the fictional Penn State defense for next season and you had to choose between Micah Parsons and LeVar Arrington at outside linebacker, who would you choose?
Micah Parsons. I think, now look, LeVar was unbelievable, but I'll choose Micah for two reasons. I think Micah has better natural pass rush skills. LeVar was good that way, but LeVar was always an off-the-ball player, whereas Micah in high school was an on-the-line-of-scrimmage player, and so I think I could get more pass rush out of Micah. In fact, I would have him rush every passing situation, rush or blitz. And then also, I think the upside for Micah is still pointed north. He's only played the position, really, for 2 years. And so LeVar had been a linebacker forever, whereas Micah had only done it for 2 years. So I think there's still more there that we've yet to see.
All right. Let's go back to food, Ross. Kyle from Beacon Falls, Connecticut says, Ross, I noticed the photos you post on social media, and you're looking a little slim these days. What's the workout regimen meal plan look like during the week that keeps you drinking those daddy sodas on the weekend?
Yeah, so unfortunately, I'm not as lean as I'd like to be. I'm like 255, 256, whereas there were times when I was in the 240s. And that's because, Jim, I enjoy myself too much. I have too good of a time. Now, during the week, okay, I am, you know, pretty tight. Like, in the morning, I will have essentially like a yogurt parfait with non-fat Greek yogurt pretty much every day, or else a whole fruit, so like a banana or an apple or whatever. For lunch, I'll typically have salmon and a green vegetable. And for dinner, I'll usually have chicken. The problem is, like today, I'm going out for lunch. That makes it a little bit tougher. And then we've been going, if you check out my social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, We have been going to the Jersey Shore a lot. Well, we went to Outer Banks 1 week too, but we go to the beach a lot, which means a lot of daddy sodas and a lot of overeating and a lot of eating out. So I think I actually, Jim, might lose weight during the season because I just won't be as many daddy sodas. I'll be traveling. I'll be working a lot. And so I won't be indulging Thursday, Friday, Saturday, sometimes Sunday. You know, those IPAs have a lot of calories. I got to figure something else out there too, by the way, because they are a lot of calories. And it's like, dude, I work out twice a day. I mean, I every morning I either do like almost an hour of cardio or I lift, and then almost every afternoon or evening I swim. So at least 10 workouts a week. And yet I haven't really made gains this summer. I've kind of made losses this summer. But in the big scheme of things, Jim, if you're still keeping track, it's wins because I'm having fun. I'm living my life. Like, it's like when I'm on the beach, okay? If I see someone with total washboard abs, right? Like, you can see a six-pack, 9 ounce of fat. I look at that person and I think they're not really enjoying life that much. I think you want to have a good physique, you know, have some muscle. Maybe you can see an ab or two, but you got to have a little bit there that shows, hey, I'm in good shape, but I'm ready to party. Okay, I'm down to have a good time too.
Ross, we have not had this occasion, but however, if we ever ended up at the swimming pool together and you saw Jim at the swimming pool, you would look at me and say, that's a guy having a good time.
I like it, Jim. Hey, and that's important, right? I mean, what do we live for? You know, I talked to a nutritionist and she's like, well, those IPAs are 200, 300 calories. I'm like, yeah, but that's all week I work and I can't wait till the IPA. It tastes so good when it touches my lips. It tastes so good.
Well, you know what? We need to change from Labatt Blue to Labatt Blue Light. Maybe that's the concession we need
that
to
helps,
make, Ross.
That helps. I love me some Labatt Blue. Labatt Blue Light is a light beer that actually has flavor. That's what I like about it.
Well, then we're going to need to make that conversion. Real quick, though, when people talk about you, Ross, I've only known you post-NFL career. I've now seen some pictures from you back in the NFL. You were over 300 pounds, so the fact that you're now in the 250s, congratulations to you for that, Ross. That is it for Ask Ross. Stick around, and quarter number four, we'll name our winner. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in 4 Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out SmithworksUSA.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.